We've been talking on the topic of balance, and this week I wanted to speak on the topic of balancing sense gratification and renunciation. The dangerous word. I don't like to hear that word, renunciation. It scares me. So let's first talk about sense gratification. Prabhupada uses the word a lot. You'll find in Bhagavad Gita, if you go to the index, the word is used a lot. And often devotees say, sense gratification is a misnomer. There is no such thing as sense gratification. You can't gratify your senses. So that's partially true. But in the sense we're speaking about it tonight, it's not entirely true. Okay, we know ultimately the senses, no matter what you give the senses, you'll want more. There's a, I don't know if it's a Chanaka aphorism, but there's an aphorism that says there are four things that people have never been satisfied with in the past. They are not satisfied with in the present, and in the future, they'll never be satisfied with. Who can guess the four things? One, ek, do, tin, char. Ek. Only four. Who can guess? Like to guess one? Anybody? Four things that people in the past have never been satisfied, completely satisfied with, presently are not completely satisfied with, and in the future will never be completely satisfied with. Who could guess? One of the four. Yes? Wealth, money. Does anybody have enough money? Most people don't have enough. No matter how much they have, it's not enough, is it? Very few people actually have enough money in their mind. And anyway, even if you have enough, still there's some dissatisfaction. Okay, what else?
Position, social status.
Social status, that was not what they mentioned, but we can accept that. Not amongst the four in this verse. Well, one thing I think is obvious is food. Because no matter how much food you get, 6-8 hours later, you're going to want more. And sex and life itself. So four things: money or wealth, food, sex, and life itself. People have never been completely satisfied with in the past. Neither is anyone completely satisfied with in the present. Neither in the future is anyone, will ever anyone be completely satisfied with. So we have this concept. We talk about sense gratification, and then we have this concept. Well, actually, you can't really gratify the senses. So that's there. But at the same time, Prabhupada makes the point that in order to execute Krishna consciousness, one must be peaceful. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks a lot about balancing or creating a foundation for peaceful life as a foundation for executing Krishna consciousness. So, there's an idea Prabhupada has spoken about. He said that we shouldn't desire peace. That's a material desire. And there's a famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that said, devotees are free from bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. They don't want any kind of perfection